welcome to My Neighbour. My name is Ian.
And I'm Nikki.
And this episode, which has been a bit of delay since the last one, but it depends if you listen to them all in one shot, in which case you won't have a clue, so there's no point in me saying that, is all about...
Wow, how to confuse the listener.
Only yesterday.
Only yesterday, yes.
We only watched this...
A few days ago.
I was going to make that joke, then I thought, no, it's ridiculous. Who would be stupid enough to do that?
I would.
Before we get into that, you've just had a birthday. And I treated you to a load of Ghibli goodness.
You did treat you to a load of Ghibli.
What did I treat you to?
Ghibli
goodness. Because I'm amazing.
You got me the album on vinyl.
Of
My Neighbour Totoro. Which is my absolute favourite one anyway. Mm-hmm. And yeah, nice Japanese
not
one.
Not cheap.
No, it's not cheap. So yeah, so you bought me that. You bought me the Cat Bus mug.
From Firebox, official products.
Yes.
None of this cheap tat.
Thank you very much.
Thank
for that.
You.
Which I'm never going to use because it is so delicate.
Mm-hmm.
So that is staying in the kitchen now forever. And you bought me this book.
This book on this audio podcast.
I'm not holding it up, am I? It's not that bad. My Neighbour. Yay. Art inspired by the films of Miyazaki.
Mm-hmm.
So. Sorry, it's quite heavy. that was the old lady now putting it down. It is absolutely gorgeous. So it's all like fan art, commissioned art, that kind of thing.
It was commissioned for a gallery, wasn't it, I think?
I think so, yeah. So, but it is absolutely beautiful. And it's such a lovely book just to... Because I mean, it is just pictures. And who doesn't love a picture?
Mm-hmm.
And the artwork is varied, interesting... It's something I keep going back to and flicking through and getting inspiration.
When you know some of the artists in there, you feel extra special.
I know some of the artists in there. In fact, I own an original original piece by one of them.
Yes, non-Ghibli. Non-Ghibli.
No, that one's not Ghibli, but yes. Yeah, so Jonathan Edwards in there. Mm-hmm. Name drop.
No, it is. It's gorgeous. I must admit, I did well. If I say so myself.
So I was drinking a cup of tea. You did do well.
Why,
thank you very much.
I'm so amazing.
Yes, right. And also as penance, mm-hmm. kind of thing, you said you'd watch this one, which I didn't think you'd enjoy at all.
Okay, I've not actually given you my opinion on it.
No, you haven't actually. I'm just going to, foreshadow it.
Okay, go on.
Because I think it's a mature... Nothing much happens in it, really, film, but it's such a beautiful film. But I didn't think because you don't like My Neighbour Totoro, which I feel is just grounds for divorce.
We're not married.
So, not yet. But, yeah, I thought because this is a much more down-to-earth mm-hmm. kind of like, I'm not going to say plods because it doesn't plod, but it just drifts along like a mountain road.
So the only thing I worked out there was you said I'm not mature, is basically what you're saying. I'm just a child.
Yeah, that might come across as true.
Okay, well, we'll leave it to the end to give opinions on the film.
All
right. Let's talk a bit about said movie.
So I was trying to push my glasses up there, but I've got them in my nose.
Okay.
Hang on. Put my glasses back on. Yes.
So it's written and directed by Asoa Takahata, based on the manga of the same name?
Yes.
Yes. Did you know that?
No.
No?
Yes.
It was released 20th of July in 1991.
Yes.
So it feels like it should be older, and I don't know why. Maybe
because it's set in the 80s.
And yeah.
That's why.
It's odd. It's thought to be outside the realm of animated subjects, so I'm reading this on here.
You are.
A realistic drama written for adults, particularly women.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. It's definitely aimed at women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I think it is
I feel a lot of Ghibli are, to be fair.
Why?
I don't know. I don't feel the...
Is that... Oh, are we going to tread murky waters out? Are you going to say because it's a woman protagonist in most of them?
No. No, 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 no.
Right,
no,
okay, no, that's fine. I'm glad that you didn't say yes to that.
Nothing to do with that.
But why then?
Because they are a lot of them certainly more gentle stories.
Seriously, Princess Mononoke, that's a gentle story.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
You haven't seen it yet, have you?
But can you imagine a bodybuilder watching Totoro?
Yes, I know a few.
Who? Which bodybuilders do you know?
Actually, I know of a bodybuilder on Twitter that watches Ghibli because they follow me because of that. So, I could give you names.
I didn't say men didn't watch it. I was just saying it's more a female.
Uh huh. His Twitter handle has the body in it.
Anyway, we'll keep going, shall we?
Yeah, because you've already shot yourself in the foot there.
How was it reviewed outside of Japan?
It did really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
It's 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's basically the perfect film.
Okay.
And I think in a lot of ways it is quite a perfect film.
Okay. Because, we'll go through the story and then...
But it's done well. It's obviously done well with adults, which is good. It's good that an animation did well with adults back in the 90s.
I mean, it certainly changed animation as a whole now. You know, it's a mix for everybody, isn't it? That's the thing. It's changed so much.
Yeah, it's getting there, isn't it?
That's because people have grown up with manga and animation being more than just Tom and Jerry and so forth.
I was going to say, because like my mum, that generation, they've never seen a Japanese film. I mean, they have now.
They only see animation as these short
kids stuff. Yeah.
Probably the 80s where it started changing.
Yeah. But also the culture of Japan, it's always been for everyone. Mm-hmm. So, and that's bled into our culture, which is good. So that's just starting to change people's ideas.
Now, we watched the dubbed version, which you were surprised was only done in 2016.
I was incredibly surprised because I've listened to a dubbed version before, but I haven't.
No.
I haven't because I found my copy of my DVD, which I got in 2006.
Do you know you got it in 2006?
Ways of working out.
Okay. I don't think we're going into that.
No. No, because I did get it basically, yeah. No. Yeah, it's about then.
Okay.
Anyway, I've had it for a long time.
Yeah.
Because I remember watching it a few times. Obviously, I've watched it a few times. But I could have sworn it was dumb. And that is just worrying me.
So, we'll just quickly run over the basic plot, because there's not actually much plot as such to talk about. But then there's specifics within that, which we'll go into.
Yeah, again, you're coming into someone's life for a window and leaving again, aren't you?
You are. So based in 1982, being the main years, where Taiko Okajima, does that sound right, is 27 years old. And she starts, you see her at a job and she's about to take a holiday.
Yeah.
Now, we looked into this, didn't we? That
we did.
Japanese is about 18 to 20 days holiday a year. It was more than we thought.
Yes.
However, most of them only take like a week or so.
That was it, yeah.
Which, because they're so...
Oh, they're so... Focused on work.
And so forth. So, because I didn't think they had many holidays, but obviously legally they do, but they don't take them.
Yeah.
So, but she was taking 2 weeks, if I remember rightly.
10 days.
10 days.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Near enough. So she goes to see her family in the countryside to help with the safflower.
Safflower, yeah.
Explain the safflower in your own understanding.
So the safflower is part of their a beauty product, isn't it? So you pick the flowers, and what do? They crush them, ground them, dry them, and use them as rouge as a part of the beauty product. So for your lips, your blusher, that kind of thing.
But then the water that came out was used as dye as well, wasn't
yes.
it?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they didn't waste any of it. No, so that dyed things pink.
Mm.
So it shows them tie-dyeing. Remember doing old tie dyes. Tie a stone to your t-shirt, put it in the thing.
And then we see her get onto the train to travel down.
Yes.
And that's when her memories start popping up from back when she was a schoolgirl in 1966.
Yes.
Where we see her initially dealing with wanting to go on holiday.
Yes.
Unlike her more richer friends, I suppose, or...
Yeah, yeah, and people have family in places where they could go and visit them, and she didn't... Yeah, her family didn't really have that. Her father had to work, and, yeah, they're all daughters, aren't they, in that family as well? You have two older daughters, and she's the youngest, so the older daughters were doing their own thing as well, weren't they? So she was kind of, well, wanting to go, and Granny took her in the end to a hot spring resort.
Yes, which was boring for her because she did just Granny stuff.
She did, yeah, and then she went off on her own and did all the hot springs. And of course, any child being a pain in the butt, she basically went to too many hot springs and passed out in the water.
So let's just look at the art style then, because there's two slightly different styles at this point.
Yeah.
So you've got the main, the 1982 version.
Yes, yeah, is which is your what you think of a Studio Ghibli.
Very, well, it's actually very more, do you not think, stricter in the faces, a bit more adult, a bit more realistic, I suppose.
Do you think? Do you get that idea from it?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah, more, I suppose
they put a bit more realism into it, a bit to make it more adult, I suppose.
To show the differences.
Just a different style because of the story.
Okay, yeah.
It's a bit of a different story, isn't it? Certainly the ones we've watched so previously.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you've got when she has her memories.
Yeah.
I love this art style.
So it's got a washed out effect.
Where it's a lot of negative space, which is a love of mine, isn't it?
Can't be asked to finish the page.
That is not how I use my negative space. But yeah, so yeah, like you say, it's a lot more washed out. You've just got the characters standing out.
And the scene just around where they're stood rather than... Yes, it's almost like a ghost. Bleeds,
or, well, it's like a memory, isn't it?
Well, it is a memory, I suppose.
A memory, a dream, a daydream. Yeah. You know, it's that kind of... It differentiates between the two things.
Yeah. So she arrives at the train station and found a second cousin.
Oh.
Toshio picks her up.
Yeah.
From the station.
Is he... He's Yes. Or is he just a friend of the brother? I don't... I couldn't really understand the...
Brother-in-law's second cousin. I'm reading here now. Oh. There we go. So it's not actually a second cousin.
No, it's not hers.
It's not family. It's all right.
It's not her family. Yeah, it's... Yeah, he's a friend of the family, isn't he? Probably the best way of saying it.
So we got... The story follows two different patterns of memories and then... Then what's her happening? Wrestling with her life
as
she goes through.
Yeah.
One of the points, what did you say when you were watching it about her? She couldn't let the memories go.
No, she's got to a point in her life where she was reliving it all. But then we had the visual prompts there, didn't we, of the caterpillar and the butterflies everywhere. So she was getting to the point of metamorphosizing from one thing, from how she was and looking back at how she acts because of how she was brought up and to how she wants to go with her life forward.
So what are some of the key points of what she'd been brought up? She's obviously the youngest in the family.
Yes. But it comes out she's not academically...
No.
She's not that way inclined with maths, which I thought that was a heart-wrenching moment where the sisters and the mum are basically saying that she's not
just
normal
because
she can't
down.
Do... Yeah. There was a lot of putting down, actually, even though she was quite a brat in some
She wasn't too
things,
bad.
But they did kind of put her down a bit, and I think she puts herself down when she's an adult as well, even though she laughs at it quite a lot, but she's obviously hanging on to it because she's thinking about it all the time.
We do, you change. Do, though, don't you? You do. What those bad part times that you have as a child stay with you forever. They don't go.
However small, yeah.
It can be just silly things. The worst things might disappear, but there's just certain things that that do stand out.
Because everything she had a good memory, like, where are the crows? They fly, that one. It then turned into quite a sad thing because she didn't get to be on the stage for the local university
production. The pineapple.
The pineapple. She wanted the pineapple. So excited. And the pineapple wasn't ripe.
No.
So it didn't taste very nice to start with. Yes, it was all... Yeah, it was quite... It's quite hard. I mean, there's obviously that hard part when she wouldn't put her shoes on and...
Well, that's... I mean, the father in it is...
He's stereotypically of that age.
But he always seemed to stick up for her.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The majority
of it. She was his favourite.
Yeah. He always stuck up for her, always gave in...
Yeah.
In a nice way, behind the scenes, to what she wanted without making a scene. Or...
Yeah, yeah. He was quite a hard figure, though.
Mm-hmm.
And you have got that one moment where she runs outside in without her shoes on.
Yeah.
And then he, yeah.
But saying that, he slapped her, but straight away he regrets. He's not like a... He regretted that.
Oh,
his head was
down.
He wasn't the father type that was just going to beat his child in that.
Mm.
He regretted what he did.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And he never did it again.
So it showed a caring and a love. So she wasn't unloved.
No, oh no, no! It never comes across as unloved in it. I just think it was quite hard fitting. I think she found it hard fitting in as a child with having older sisters and not being, you know, mathematically happy. She was more, it was definitely more the arts and English that she was going towards.
So there was an expectation there of her doing well, doing as well as her sisters.
Yeah.
Which I think is the job she's got. She's doing well at whatever job it is she's doing. And she states, well, there's an expectation of her. Why shouldn't she be doing that? Well, she should be happy with what she's got.
Yes. Which she comes across as saying that, doesn't she?
She does, yeah.
She has, yeah.
She should be happy.
He goes, well, why aren't you married? He's like, well, mm-hmm. well, I don't need to be married to be happy. Which is true. You don't need to be married to be happy. So.
Phew. so, then on the 1982 side, it's more of a whimsical look at the day-to-day workings, as well as she's been drawn into this life.
The farming part, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I think there's a bit that happens later on where, you know, where it comes out, she just thinks, I'm just play-acting this whole thing, which she is, in a way, to try and find herself. Because she has gone there in the nice days, in the summer and all the rest of it. She's not doing it in the winter and everything, which she acknowledges later on. You know, she is wearing the traditional trousers to do it all and everything. So she is acting a part. But I think as that goes on, she questions more about herself and where she is in her life. Again, we had all the butterflies. Every so often you'd have a butterfly across the screen, or there'd be a, you know, it was just that thing of like she is changing into being who she is or where she's going
where
for the next chapter of
her possibly life. Wanted to be as a child.
Yeah, maybe.
And how she possibly, I don't know, didn't follow what she wanted to be. She just went on and did what the expectation is.
Maybe.
Which is that job of earning the money.
Yeah.
Do we not?
But then he questions her, doesn't he? Like the part where she remembers that boy not shaking her hand when he leaves. And he challenges her, well, maybe it's because he liked you, not hated you. So he gets
boys
her
do.
So he gets her to challenge her own view on things, which is interesting. So it's all about her development as a person.
Are we a majority in this world not guilty of this?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Seriously guilty of this. I think we all, not all, that's wrong. Many of us go for the money and the comfort rather than the...
We haven't done that.
I have. I've done that all my life.
Gone for the money and the comfort.
Rather than that drive to do what you want to do, and even though it'll mean you're going to be out financially for a few years or whatever, you don't do it because there's always something, oh, this is more important, this is more important.
I guess. Or was it just finding that balance between the two, which she hasn't found yet?
Well.
So you can still follow your dreams and keep your feet on the ground and make sure you've got a roof over your head and stuff.
It's a tough one.
It's
a tough one. Because as the film goes on, obviously she's then given the thought of marrying.
Yes.
The gentleman by the family.
Yeah. Yeah, Toshio.
And challenging that in her head of, is this what I want?
Yeah, because she hadn't really even acknowledged that this development, because they were developing feelings for each other. You could see that on in the film. But yeah, she hadn't thought that this could be a path for her. So, yeah, so she runs away at that point, doesn't she? Which is understandable. She just felt very uncomfortable with the whole thing. And she runs away into the night.
Into the
rain.
Which is where we find out about the child that won't shake a hand. That's
yes,
a particular scene, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then he comes along and they have a chat, essentially.
Yeah.
But then the movie goes on. This is where you sort of explain to me, it's not the end.
It's not the end. Yes, because the first time I watched it, I was like, she's got on the train. Oh, she can't go on the train. And then, like, it does the bit where she's trying to get off the train, and then the credits come up. And I was like, no!
That's it.
No,
this
can't.
Is a more of a real life know. Story.
I know. I need to know what
there
happens.
There is no happy
now.
Ending.
Yeah, I can't be doing with this. So yeah, keep watching, because then actually I quite like it because her child self has bled into this world, hasn't it? In a way, and they're pushing her along.
It's almost like her mind is being fought. She's fighting between the two.
Oh, do you see it as that?
It's just come to me now. She's fighting between that. The childhood desires and the real life desires.
Really? Because I didn't see that at all. I saw it as like a mix that finally she's accepted her past so she can move into her present, and her past is basically holding her hand and pushing her into a future.
It's kind of changing. Thing,
no, there's all no right. fight there. They're together, working together.
Yeah. It's that realisation. I don't know.
I mean, it's still a slightly sad at the end where her younger self just watches her older self go off.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not exactly happy like the rest of them, because that is a chapter closing, and that's a good thing, though.
But your memories are always going to be there.
Yeah, but she's not governed by them. She's been very governed by them for okay. this whole film, I feel, okay. because she keeps reliving them, and that's almost why she's acting how she is now.
Yeah, but we still, I think everyone's driven by memories.
Probably, up to a point. Either driven or you want to change because of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the choice you've got, isn't it?
Certainly childhood memories are so strong and so different.
Can be.
It's intriguing. So then it finishes with her turning around, coming back and supposedly, maybe, going off with...
Maybe doing that, but at least going back and living a life on
living
the farm.
Living a life on the farm is the idea, isn't it? It sort of leaves it open.
It leaves it open for, because it's not saying she will be doing this.
No.
But it's just given her that open door opportunity.
Yeah. So, what are your thoughts overall on the movie in comparison? Okay. It's easy, isn't it?
It is, because it is so sweet, and mm-hmm. I do watch it, and you can relate to a lot of it. Just the feelings, remembering when you were a bit of a brat yourself as a kid.
I was never a brat. I was always good.
Yeah, whatever.
Always good.
But it resonates, I think, quite a lot with, growing up. But you don't have to be of the same culture for it to for childhoods mm-hmm. to resonate. It doesn't matter across time and countries. It's all kind of the same, to be fair. So, yeah, I find it sweet. And I do love a good love story, so that's fine with me. I'm an old romantic at heart, so that's all right.
She said old. I actually really liked it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so happy. Why did you really like it?
Because it's about being a kid
mm-hmm.
and memories and so forth. I didn't see the love story. I didn't care about that bit.
You liked the other part?
Well, I like the whole fact of somebody looking back in their life and dealing with those emotions, dealing with those problems, those conflicts.
How weird that we looked at these different things, because you looked back at it and I looked forward to her mm-hmm. building from it, not, just using that to look forward. Was you enjoyed the looking back bit?
Yeah, I suppose it's all about that desire to do something different, but then it's...
I don't know, yeah.
I suppose it depends on how you see your life in some ways.
Mm.
Possibly. And that regret sometimes, and that's what... Yeah, look at me, it's pulling the face at me now. No, it is, it's... And that's what I saw.
Right, okay.
That you should possibly listen to your child self more.
Oh, you should always listen to your child self a little bit.
Although I'm trying to think what my child self would have said. Probably just Star Wars, that would have been it.
Star Wars and Bible Warhammer models.
Not as a child.
Okay, not as a child.
So, but yeah,
it's
no,
just
I
as
actually,
an adult, is it?
It probably went a little bit slower a few times, but mm-hmm. overall I enjoyed it.
Oh, really?
As a film. So there, you see.
Yeah, you shocked me. I really didn't think you'd like it.
I know, I'm good, mate. It's shocking people. Surprising.
Thank you very much.
One of the things that you weren't a fan of, though, was the music.
Oh, yes, the music he plays in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hungarian?
Hungarian folk music. I just thought it jarred with the whole thing. But I don't know what music I would have played either, so I suppose it suits. I think it's just personal taste, isn't it?
Probably so.
Yeah.
No, I must say I didn't particularly like it myself, but... Mm. He's chosen that music for himself, so that gave him an identity, I suppose.
Yeah,
and he was different to the norm of the area of the time, maybe.
Yeah, well, it was anyway, because he was an organic farmer, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So it was all different there.
Miyazaki
mm.
Didn't feel he could do it.
Oh, really? Didn't feel he could do it justice at all?
No.
Okay.
So he passed it on.
To the director of Grave of the Fireflies.
Well, again, I suppose it's more serious.
Yes, and it has that. Yeah, it is more serious, isn't it?
Whereas Miyazaki's are all a bit whimsical or more
fantastical.
Folk tale, fairy tale, I don't know how you want to put it, but a bit more of that mystical story behind it.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. But it's good that they, you know, he went, no, I can't do this. This person can do this. So that's always good sign of a good person.
And also, again, these are facts that I'm bringing from the top of my head.
Aha, uh-huh, you're reading it on there, aren't you? You're actually reading off the computer now.
The dialogue was recorded before the animation.
Oh.
Rather than the other way around.
Because usually it's animation first, isn't it?
Hence why they're more expressional and more facial.
Oh,
obviously, that's more going to be the Japanese, isn't it, rather than the dubbed version. But,
well, yeah, it's not going to be the dubbed version, but that's interesting.
So something a little bit different.
Mm.
So,
because like you say, usually it's animation first.
Well, I don't know how they do it these days. It's a bit different these days, isn't it? They probably do animate too.
I'm not in
too.
The animation industry.
But when you're having to draw everything, I suppose it's a bit very different.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so I enjoyed it.
Fantastic.
I feel bad.
What, for enjoying it?
Giving yourself up.
Of all of them so far, has this been your favourite?
No, Nausicaa's.
Nausicaa.
But then I've got, that's kind of got history.
Yeah.
For me in some ways, because it's what I watched as a teen.
Right, okay.
And it wasn't, well, it was never really seen as a Ghibli movie, and it's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What's next?
Next one is Porco Rosso.
One of my favourites. I can't keep saying one of my favourites for every single one of them.
No, but I have seen bits
of
this.
You have seen Porco Rosso, bits
so
of it.
So I'm aware of what's sort of coming.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Why are you saying it like that? It's a brilliant film.
You say that about them all.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
You know, I mean, 95% Rotten Tomatoes.
See, it's still a done positive. Well.
We're getting to the point. You see,
what?
I'm looking at a list here, and then I just see My Neighbour Yamada's coming up, and I've tried
you
that.
You don't like that one, do you?
And I gave up, and I'll have to watch it all.
Yes, you will. Because that one, though, is completely different from anything else they've ever done.
Yeah, but I couldn't. Yeah. Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
What else have we got on there that's coming up? So,
we'll see.
Poco, we've already seen. Whisper the Heart, love that, obviously. Princess Mononoke, my Marmite one. Because I'm not a big... I mean, this is terrible to admit this already, but I'm not a big fan of Princess Mononoke, and it's like one of the best ones.
Isn't that because it's too emotional for you?
I'm not good with... I'm good with emotion if it's like love stories.
Mm.
But yeah, I find it... I think because I get angry.
We had the opportunity to see that at the cinema a few years back, and you declined.
I know, how bad am I?
You declined the...
That's awful, isn't it?
You are awful, you are a failure.
This is my... Yeah, this is... That is the one I have difficulty with. But anyway.
Okay, well, let us know what you think.
They're going to hate me now.
Only yesterday, any particular points we may have missed. We will have another episode at some point down the line.
Yeah, don't ever say when we're going to do
this. I'm never going to say what, where, when, why. But thank you very much for listening. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.